Tonight's shir simin tafresh ayin dalad. Tafresh ayin dalad shemut lahadlik miner l'ner is permitted to light one ner from the other. Sif aleph madlikin ner chanukah miner chanukah. The din is you can light one light of the miner from another. V'dafka lahadlik mizel lezeh b'loim tsa'i. Now this allowance is to light directly one from the other without anything in the middle. Avlahadlik mizeh lazeh. But if you want to light one from the other, ayyide ner shel choil, using another ner that's nothing to do with the mitzvah, asur. So you may not take a random candle, use it to light it from a burning light of the menorah to light the next one, or a match. You cannot do that. To light one from the menorah directly to the other menorah is fine, in the same menorah or even another menorah. But to take something which has nothing to do with the Hanukkah candles, that you're not allowed to light from one of the menorah licht.
And the halacha is a mitzvah, isn't the stira to, I mean, unless you're going to bend them to each other? Like, how do you light one from another?
You pick it up. Candles, you pick it up.
Either it's candles or you're moving the wicks. The yesh matirin gam bezeh. Some say this is okay. Elam kinhu be'inyan sheish locha sheyichba haner shalchol kol mishyalik ner acher shalchanuk. Unless there's a concern that the ner shalchol, that the candle that's nothing to do with the mitzvah, will go out before you got to light the next one of the Chanukah licht. So there are those who are mekel, and the rule of thumb is stam v'yeshomim in the mechaber halacha kastam, that his feeling is not to rely on this leniency, to use an intermediary. The Yeshom Atirim says you can use an intermediary and middle candle as long as it doesn't go out before you use it for the mitzvah. The Ramah says v'nogu l'hachme b'neres Chanukah, the meaning is to be strict with Chanukah licht, shal l'hadik afila b'ner l'ner, not to light one air to the other, even more than the Mechaber. Even more than Mechaber. Mechaber says b'ner l'ner you can. And he says the min is machmer not to. Why is that? Why should we machmer? The ikr mitzvah so einu el'ner echad. Because the ikur mitzvah is nerishu beso. The ikur mitzvah is one candle or one flame. V'hashar ein ole mitzvah kolkach, and the rest is not such a mitzvah. V'lachin ein lahadlik zemizeh. So how can you light one from the other? If you light the second from the first, you're downgrading. The first is the ikur mitzvah nerishu beso. The rest is a hiddur. How do you light from that?
About the third from the second.
That might be the same. The koza einu rak ba'ot shadokal mitzvah. Now the whole problem is only when they're burning within the half hour of Seis Gachavim. Aval achsha of zman ha-mitzvah, once the time of the mitzvah has elapsed, mutar ba'hanoah, at that point you can get hanoah from them. Koshkin shemut l'halik min hen, if you certainly can light one from the other at that point, light anything from them. Mishtabur sifkan aleph.
Don't we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that lighting one from the other in no way takes away from the first one?
That's true, but you can't use... You're using it for davar chol. Here's the davar kodesh. It's a downgrade. It's a bizoyin to do that.
It's
you didn't. No, if you light chol.
No. The one candle to light for the others. Like the
so
mechaber
says okay.
Right.
The Ramah's problem is it's not equal mitzvahs. Kalape the first one is chol. Kechol shavya. That's how to speak. Mishdabur sukan af ner chanukah min ner chanukah. One ner chanukah from another is okay. This is obviously after the first night. You have more than one candle. You're lighting one from the other. Or it could even be the first night. Maybe it's the first night and two different people are lighting in the same house. Each one lights his own menorah. So one can light his from the other one. They're both neros of mitzvah. We learn later on a tafresh ayin hay that the menorah should be placed in its spot before you light it. Then you light it. You don't move it after it's lit. So the Taz says it's true, but for a momentary movement just to light another candle from it, that's okay.
That was my kash.
That you can't move it.
The makash was that you're going to pick it up to light it, and then
so that's what Taz says. For zman mu'ud, it's okay. Well, das sh'ari achronim the sov the zman mu'ud gamkin yesh lahakbit, but there are those who disagree with the Taz, and they hold your makbit even if it's for a little time. Hachamayri shayishneim kavuim b'mekomot. So the pshat is each menorah is in its place. Achin hoyelam psilas aruchas, but that really long wicks. V'psilam agil and yesh lofneh, so you can move the wick to the next flame. You don't have to lift it out of its spot. Sifkan beis below emsa'i. So you can light one nair from the other as long as there's nothing in between them. The ein b'zeh bizui mitzvah. There's no disgrace for the mitzvah. Kivin d'shteyen shel mitzvahin, because both are for the mitzvah. V'm kaveh echad mehan nairos, if one of the nairos went out, ein lahadlika min ha'acherim afilu below emsa'i. You cannot relight it from an adjacent Chanukah licht, even without an intermediary. V'afilu kaveh b'soch shir zman, even if it went out within a half hour of Tzedekah Chofim, the Ein Balokazu Mitzvah Meikra, because there is no Mitzvah to relight it. The Kaimelon Kofs and Zokakla. We hold the halacha is, if it goes out, you're done. So now you want to relight, you want to be a machmir, that's very nice, but you can't use a Ner Mitzvah to do that. So he points out on the side, that's only true if you lit all of them before it went out. But according to what we learned to bear halacha in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, that if one of them goes out before you lit all of them, it's taka zakukla, so then you can light it from one nearby. Sifkan gimel, I de ner shalchol osur, but to use a non-kodesh ner in between to light the chol from kodesh in order to light another kodesh, that you're not allowed to do. B'nei shenir k'mevazin ner shal mitzvah, it looks like you're disgracing the ner of mitzvah. Shemalik mimenu ner shal chol, you're using it to light a regular candle. Afal pishu ois latzorch mitzvah, even though your intent is for a mitzvah goal. V'ner shal shamishu b'chal ner shal chol zeh, the shamish is also a ner shal chol for this purpose. V'ayin l'kamon sifkon zayin, kamei sifkon zayin, l'kehet sifkon zayin. Sifkon dal, gam b'zeh, yesh matirin. This really they hold the kima de oisak de lahadik take if men and ner shal mitzvah. If you're lighting an intermediary to immediately light another ner of mitzvah, la b'chal bizui, that's not called a disgrace for the mitzvah. Sifkot and hey, then the Ramah comes along and says we're machmir even ner from ner without an intermediary. B'neiros Chanukah v'chulu v'davka b'neiros Chanukah. This is a special stringency b'neiros Chanukah. Umitam shemavala kamein. He explains his reason why. Al b'neiros acherim shel mitzvah, but any other time you have neiros of mitzvah, go shel Shabbos, v'shel beis haknesses, maybe your Shabbos licht or a shul, candles, gedoma, malika b'neir, that you can light from one to the other. V'chein hiskim b'sefer chem and Moshe, the chem Moshe agrees to this, the chein hu amad dabar, that's what everyone does. V'chein kosa b'chai odom, so writes the chai odom, v'chein mashmal elbis and kofn and dald, b'sif yudad, and that's the implication of kofn and dald, b'hilchus beis haknesses. The daf g'neir shel hedyit e malika b'neir shel beis haknesses, you can't light a common person's candle from the shul licht, aval ner, miner shori, but one ner from another is okay. For the gear Ramah shom klum lahach, the Ramah didn't write over there any notes to be strict. Mashmah the b'shit lay the b'zeh less kan minik lahachmer. Clearly, there's no minik to be strict in the shul setting or Shabbos candles. V'ayim b'prima godim da ayde ner shal chol en kedai afila b'shar ner shal mitzvah. Prima godim says that for other neris mitzvah, it's not kedai to use an intermediary of ner shal chol. The same way the mechaber is strict by ner Chanukah. V'ayim l'kamei mashlech to b'zeh. Look ahead, we'll talk about this more. So by Chanukah, there's a uniqueness that the Ramah points out, that the Ikka mitzvah is one, and everything else the Eretz for Hiddur, so you shouldn't light from the original one to the others. But on Shabbos and in Shul, those candles are all the same. So they ask the Kasha, why is it the same? For Shabbos, the halacha is when there's one there. There's a minig of Zachar V'Shamah to use two, and people want to add more. Why isn't the add-ons to Shabbos also like Chanukah? And the answer is, by Shabbos, the mitzvah is for Onik Shabbos, so whatever you light is to give you Oinik Shabbos and to cover Shabbos, and therefore it's still all the same.
So even according to the Ramah, if and let's say on the eighth night, you light the second candle and the Shabbos goes out, do you then take the second candle and then zing all the other ones instead of having to go relight the Shabbos?
According to the Ramah,
you light the first two, then the Shamash goes out. You can take the second candle and light all the other ones.
L'chor, he doesn't say that, but that's what we're pointing out. The problem, L'chor, is the first candle, not after that. Sifkot involved the Ikur Mitzvah so v'chulu. The Ikur Mitzvah is one there. Hainu de Medina ha'osag b'ner echad. The halacha or in it is one. The kol b'ner bayis for everyone at home. Hechad the smuchim kol ha'shulchan echad if they all eat on the same table. Well, the fees according to this. Hechad the shnei balibatim dorm bayis echad. If two balibatim are in the same house. De Medina tzarech halachas ner chanak kol echad. The halacha they each need to light. Madika zemezeh. They could light from each other. Vayim ha'shakasar le'el b'sof sif Katan Alf. Look back where we were at the end of Sifkan Alf. Sifkan Zayin, Ein Le Mitzvah, he explains how do you light two menorahs, you have to extend the wick. Sifkan Zayin, Eino Le Mitzvah Kach, the other Neiros on Chanukah are not so much a mitzvah like the first. Kvar kosavnu, we wrote before, shem nichpa echad bin aneros en lahadik medina meneres acheros, that if one of the neros goes out, you don't relight it from one of the other neros. That's what we wrote in Sif Katan Pes. For koshken shem nichpa hashamish, absolutely, if the shamish goes out, shem lahadik bin aneroschanik, you don't relight the shamish from aneroschanik. Kosev Hashal, the Mashal writes, Rebesa Knesses, in chilik bin hashamish ashar neros, in a shul, the shamish and the other neros are all the same. Shekol ner shebetocha kurim ner mitzvah, all the neros are ner mitzvah. And therefore, we should stop the people who go and send their maidservants to the shul to light from the shul's shamash. Chutz mi Motzei Shabbos, the exception of Motzei Shabbos. Deleich lebeiso lahor mevos al chafelos, you need to be able to light something to get home in the dark streets and alleys, so you'd be able to light from the shul light. So the Marshal's problem was, Beis HaKnesses is also Kaddush, and there, they're all the same, all the candles in the shul are Kaddush. You shouldn't use it for Chorel. The only exception would be on a Motzei Shabbos. Sivkan ches, kol shkein, she... Once this man mitzvah has elapsed, you can nana from it, so you can light from them. Well, if but if you remember what we wrote in Tafresh Ayin Beis, the Yesh Poskin Shesov and the Kolzman Shadolkin Osle Shtamish LaOiron, there are authorities who say that as long as the menorah burns, you shouldn't use them. Who are dinei lahadik men, so therefore you shouldn't light from them either. But I would only be strict with this as far as lighting non-kaddush ner. Al ner shal mitzvah, but another ner shal mitzvah, the medina mutl halachas mutter. I feel betoch hashir even within the half hour until after it says. Al kapadim in lahachmer achashav hashir, certainly we're not going to be machmer two chumers. So as once the time has elapsed, we're not going to be machmer this chumra of the Ramah on top of the chumra before of the of waiting. So this halacha that the Ramah writes is a halacha exclusive to Chanukah licht. It's not referring to shul. It's not referring to Shabbos. Just on Chanukah, you have this issue. And again, Mishmur doesn't say it, but l'chora it makes sense that there is no problem of lighting from the second one on, that which is for the Hiddur. Sif Beis. Yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, Shener Shal Beis HaKnesses, Shal Shabbos, Shal Chanukah, Kulam, Shal Mitzvah Haim, Umud Lahadik Zem Mizem. There are those who say that Ner of Shul, Ner of Shabbos, and Ner of Chanukah, they're all for mitzvahs, and they can be interchangeable, light one from the other. V'hu Adin, Ramah says, Ner Shal Talmud Torah, O Ner L'choy L'Hatzarech Ner, the same is true for the Ner of the Talmud Torah, where they learn, or the ner for a chayla who needs a light, will be in the ner shall be a knesses ayin le el sin kuf nadal sif yudal. As far as a shul's light, look back in kuf nadal sif yudal. So Mishnah Berurah of contest writes, umut lahalim zel zel, you can light from each other. Ayin ber hagrosha kosev, the Vilna Gaon writes, del day arishoyin le el besim a tafish ayin gimel sif alf. According to the first view in tafish ayin gimel, da filu tashmish kedusha osu shtamish ner chanukah, that you can't learn to the Ner Chanukah. You can't do Kedusha things by the light of the menorah. The Kos with time, they explain the reason. It's not the same as lighting from one Ner to another. The Hasam Kulu Ner is Chad the Mitzvah, because lighting from one Ner to the other is all one Mitzvah. Ma'ashen Kin Lilmud Hu Mitzvah Acheris, but learning is a totally different Mitzvah. V'nir is Kemevat Zuazu, so like learning is Mevat the Ner Chanukah. So according to that, then it'll be usher to light from a Chanukah licht to a Shabbos licht to a shul, because it's different mitzvahs. If you say, according to the Mandomer, that you can't learn a sefer to the light of the menorah, because you can't use it for Darish HaBekadusha, then I shouldn't be able to light to a shul candle or a Shabbos candle from the Chanukah licht either. The Sharatzim points out that not only that, even their Shabbos and their Beis HaKnesses should not be lit from each other. It becomes everything is exclusive to each other, not like the way we're saying here. The ayin b'sevich chemamoyish daito gam kein din lahadik shna arneres min erchanik ansham. If you look in chemamoyish, he also says you shouldn't light other neres from erchanika. So even though the Mechaber says that it's okay, but Lamais the Vilna Gaon says it's chor should be totally in the machlokes before, and chemamoyish taka says not to do it. So we basically leave it alone. We're not going to use it for anything else.